I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. And as the school year is about to get started in West Virginia, so is the DNR's Archery in Schools program. We'll talk more about this program that is exploding in popularity in just a moment.
The answer is, they only work if you wear them. Yes, Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
I'll stick with life jackets for 400.
They come in new lightweight styles, perfect for any boating activity. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Yes!
Life jackets for 600, please.
Emergencies on the water happen too fast to reach them if they are stowed. Darlene?
What are anchors?
No, I'm sorry. Jim?
What are life jackets?
Correct!
Be a winner. Boat smart. Boat safe. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council.
This fall will mark the third year that archery has been offered as a PE subject in the state's public high schools and middle schools. And Scott Warner coordinates the program for the West Virginia DNR and says it's reached some unbelievable levels of interest.
This fall will mark the third year that the Division of Natural Resources has been working with the West Virginia Department of Education in implementing a school activity that's completely different than what most of us may have been introduced to when we were part of a PE class, and that's archery. This fall, we'll have 131 schools participate in the program, and that's a lot more than we had actually had thought about 3 years ago when we began this program. When we began this program, we knew that it was going to be very successful. I just didn't know when I'd be talking to you today that we would have over 25,000 kids from 131 schools participating in this program.
Ann Warner says that popularity is not only reflected in the numbers of kids participating, but in the numbers of teachers who are literally waiting for the opportunity to start training for it at their schools.
We have not had any trouble getting this program started. In order to participate in the program, we have to certify PE instructors, or teachers have to get certified. They do that by going to one of our free trainings that we offer around the state throughout the year. We have a waiting list right now with about 100 teachers on there that just can't wait to get it to their area. So we've already got three or four of these trainings already in the works of getting them set up.
Archery is offering a lifelong activity to children where the ball and stick sports tend to be out of reach by the time they are in adulthood. Warner says many of those being reached by this program otherwise would have been left out of sports altogether.
The smallest kids to the largest kids are participating in this program. Some of the oversized kids with some of the skinnier kids are participating in this program. Boys, girls, we even have hearing and sight-impaired students participating in this program. We've been able to have two state archery tournaments, and we had one school even go to a national competition. And when you see hundreds of kids at a state competition, whether that's Braxton County or down here at Capitol High School 2 years ago, you can see a diversity of kids. And these are kids that are participating in a school-functioned event, and the team spirit is there, the enthusiasm there. You see the parents in the bleachers that are there. This program is going to continue to grow.
And all it takes is a teacher with an interest to get it organized. The DNR offers the training to get going. Contact the DNR at 558-2771 or visit their website at wvdnr.gov for more information. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.